more Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The nonprofit Friends of the Boise Public Library have been selling donated books to raise money for library projects for the last 50 years. And we should note, the group is separate from the main library and they have nothing to do with politics, including whether or not the city gets a new or renovated main library. Just want to make that clear for folks. So the Friends, as they're known, have been renting more than 11,000 square feet in a warehouse right across the street from the downtown library to sort, store, and sell the 30 boxes of donated books they get every day, year-round. At least they were, until the coronavirus pandemic hit Idaho. They stopped having physical sales, they stopped taking donations, and they had to close their Tree City bookstore inside the main library. Now, their fundraising, as you can imagine, dropped dramatically. And then they found out they were losing their warehouse space as the owners planned to build a new 12-story retail and parking structure. You just heard us talking about that in our last segment with our reporter roundtable. So you can refer back to that if you're just joining us now. So now in their 50th anniversary, the Friends are homeless and they're struggling and they're hoping that they can find an angel, someone with retail space, someone who can help. Jill Johnson and Jim James are board members of the Friends and they are joining us live today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Nice to talk with you again, Gemma.
Good to hear your voice, Jim. Hey, Jim, can you just start with a quick recap of who the Friends are?
Sure. The Friends are an independent nonprofit. We were formed 50 years ago, basically to help the city buy the Salt Lake City Hardware Building, which is now the new main library. We have funded, made major contributions towards funding each of the branches. We have bought 3D printers. We fund the Comic Arts Celebration. We provide scholarships to library employees. We have provided money for furniture and fixtures for the library. And further than that, we have provided materials to libraries, schools, and other nonprofits statewide.
So, Jill, what happened to the Friends then when the coronavirus pandemic started shutting things down?
Well, of course, most of our fundraising is through in-person sales, either at the Tree City Bookstore or in our seasonal sales. And that all stopped. And what also stopped, of course, was our ability to take in donations because, like the rest of the public, we haven't had our usual access to the main library building. So in addition to not being able to do what we love to do best, which is put books into people's hands, we also haven't been able to take books off of people's hands. So it's been 6 months of us sort of at sea trying to figure out what our next steps are going to be.
Well, and let's put this in perspective. I mean, you have that big spring sale. My kids love it. You couldn't have it this year. And at the end of August of last year, you had made $179,000 for the year. This year, you've made only $78,000. Jim, where has that money come from?
Basically, that money has come from sales over the internet. We do have a presence on Amazon. If you buy a book from Amazon, we may well be the actual providers of that volume.
And then we do know that the main library is supposed to open back up next Saturday, just on a limited basis. So, Jill, can you open your Tree City Bookstore inside? Because that's a big moneymaker for the Friends.
It sure is. And unfortunately, no, we are not part of the library's initial reopening plan, which does not allow us either to open the bookstore or to start accepting donations again. So we are still in the same posture that we have been since the library's initial shutdown. Through their current planning stages.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jill Johnson and Jim James. They're board members of the Friends of the Boise Public Library. They're having to look for a new retail space for their book sales. So, Jill, in the midst of this, you're struggling with COVID, like so many nonprofits, you know, money's not coming in. And then you find out the owners of the warehouse that you rent decide to build a 12-story parking and retail space. I mean, you have had to move thousands of books and bookshelves out of there. And now you're hoping that someone with some space, maybe that you can rent or you can donate, because without a space, you can't do those big sales when we are out of this pandemic.
That's correct. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, we would be able to find a comparable space at a reasonable price that we would still be able to support the library in the way that Jim has described so ably that we've been doing for the past 50 years. Realistically, we're probably looking for a moderate, medium-sized retail space, maybe 3,000 to 5,000 square feet, ideally located near one of the branches. I don't think we have the hubris to believe we're going to be lucky enough to be able to stay downtown. But we would like to keep that affinity with a location near the library. And obviously, our main considerations are keeping our costs low so that we can still mm-hmm. support community literacy and the library programs as we have been.
Jim, if you don't find an affordable space, what happens to the Friends? I mean, can you continue this organization?
We will continue this organization in one form or another. And actually, we're still scratching our heads on just exactly what that's going to look like. We may go more and more to online. Hopefully, though, that we are going to be able to have sales of some type, physical sales of some type out there where the public can come see us and we can provide them the materials that they're looking for. Whether we have sales at the branches, whether we buy ourselves a Friends mobile, I guess, if you would, and travel around and set up here and there, whether we go to farmers markets or craft fairs, we're still, like I say, scratching our head, but we will continue to be active, supporting the library and supporting literacy in our community.
So Jill, if there is, you know, a friendly angel out there, like a friend who with maybe some empty retail space, and they're listening right now, or maybe they know of someone, how do they contact you to talk to you about this? Because I mean, basically everything's shut down right now, so they can't just walk in and find you.
That's right. The easiest way is to email us at treecitybooks@gmail.com, just like the name of our bookstore. That email address will get straight to us without any delay, and we'll be able to follow up.
And then quickly, before I let you guys go, Jill, you're not planning on having your I mean, the spring sale is a huge, you have one in the fall, you're not planning on having that, but you're hoping to do some online auctions and maybe some pop-up sales?
That's exactly right. And the best way, if people are interested, and we hope they are, in finding out about those opportunities, we put everything on our Facebook page at Friends of the Boise Public Library on Facebook.
Well, we'll make sure we put links for that and for your Gmail as well. Maybe there is someone out there listening who will have a generous spirit. Thank you both so much for chatting with us today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Jill Johnson and Jim James. They are board members of the Friends of the Boise Public Library. They're looking for a new retail space for their book sales. If you can help, email them at treecitybooks@gmail.com. And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Smoky Friday. My goodness. Hey, be sure to tune in on Monday. We will be kicking off a series on growth and affordability in the Treasure Valley. And if you want to share a story with us, doesn't have to be about growth or affordability. You have a story to share, something maybe that you would like us to talk about on the program. Download our new Boise State Public Radio app. And then when you do, you can tap on the menu for the talk to us function. I mean, and then you talk to us. Include your story in that. And maybe we will contact you and talk about that issue close to your heart. Again, thank you so much for making Idaho Matters a part of your day. We appreciate your participation and all you do to support us. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. And our general manager is Tom Michael. And our programming director is Paul Stribling. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Friday. I hope you find some joy this weekend. We'll see you.